Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out.
Because I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Hell yeah, let's do this.
Ground control, Metal Cowboy, you're cleared for takeoff.
Your fearless frontman, the Metal Cowboy, reporting for duty. Back on the streets again. Thanks for listening and hopefully enjoying the next hour of great rock and talk. I know I plan to enjoy it. Special guest this week, Todd, damn it, Kearns, with his new band, Heroes and Monsters. New music on deck from Faster Pussycat, Motive Black, Daughtry, featuring Lizzie Hale. And I am definitely going to get to that new long-lost track from Quiet Riot. Thanks to all the great stations sharing the show worldwide with you 7 days a week, including the mothership, krfkradio.com. All the links to the stations and showtimes, that's always found on the radio show page at ronkeel.com. Please follow me on social media at Ron Keel and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Ron Keel Official. And of course, get your all-access pass to exclusive content, video, audio, and more for only $6.99 a month at patreon.com/Ron Keel. I'm going to have an exclusive premiere of a brand new Ron Keel song on Patreon in just a few days, and that's going to be accompanied by at least one big announcement. So join now and enjoy everything we do at patreon.com/Ron Keel. Members get everything, and they get it first. In segment number two, my exclusive interview with Todd Kearns. Stay tuned for that. An extremely busy and well-loved dude. Very talented musician. Good friend of mine. Plays in a band with some guy named Slash. And his new group, Heroes and Monsters, is releasing their debut album on Frontiers Records next week. We'll talk about that and lots more. And to get revved up for it, I'm kicking off this 279th edition of the Streets of Rock and Roll with a track from that excellent release in the pole position, Heroes and Monsters with Raw Power. Grab something and hold on.
And I live in this building for me, and I don't.
Daughtry featuring Lizzie Hale. Two amazing voices covering that Journey classic. As I was firing up the gear this morning, I'm checking out the videos for Heroes and Monsters, prepping for my interview with Todd Kearns, and this next song popped up in the YouTube feed. I heard about this band, Generation Radio, when their album came out last year, and for whatever reason, I never listened to it. Probably just busy as hell like always, but wow, I'm listening now. This band features members of Rascal Flatts, Chicago, and Showcases. Quite well, I might add. The amazing voice of Journey drummer, Dean Castronovo, in addition to being the drummer for Journey, he's a world-class vocalist. I just bought the album 2 minutes ago on iTunes, and yes, we purchase music here on the show unless the promo department supplies us with a free, I said,
free
download. And the cool thing is, since this is my business, I can claim every album I buy as a business expense on my taxes. How cool is that? This one is well worth it. From Generation Radio, When the Lights Go Out in Paradise.
Heal.
Lights Are On here in Paradise on the Streets of Rock and Roll. What a cool tune from Generation Radio. And I am looking forward to hearing the entire album later on today. Better late than never. We're right on time for my exclusive interview with Todd Kearns just around the bend. Stick around for that.
Retroactive. 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 The coolest stores on the planet. Music. Merch. And memorabilia from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Located at Broadway on the Beach in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Visit
Hi, this is Todd Kearns. You are on the Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
And Loaded on the Streets of Rock and Roll, Heroes and Monsters, the newest supergroup from Frontiers Records, featuring guitarist Steph Burns, drummer Will Hunt from Evanescence, and my old friend and special guest, the multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and lead vocalist, Todd Kearns. Welcome back, Todd. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to be talking to you. This is going to be great.
It has been a long time. I've been looking forward to catching up. Congratulations on this newest addition to your rock and roll resume, man. We'll go back and touch on your other accomplishments and experiences, but the big story right now is Heroes and Monsters, the name of the band, and some of the imagery and iconography that we've seen. It's kind of built like a classic comic book, Heroes and Monsters. And like every comic book, man, there's got to be an epic origin story. How did this thing come about?
Well, it is kind of an epic origin story. There was a massive pandemic that caused the entire world to shut down. I don't know if you remember that.
Must have missed that. I don't know.
I think
I did a movie about that, actually, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it was essentially like, you know, just three musicians happening to be in different corners of the world during a time where we weren't really meant to be doing much of anything. Will just reached out and was like, hey, I've been doing this thing, knocking some ideas around with a friend. Would you be interested? And I'm like, send it on over, you know. And the next thing you know, it's like you come up with a song and you come up with another song. And the next thing you know, you've got an album. It's pretty fascinating because it was the first break I'd had in a million years. You know, I was like finally just sitting on the couch, spending time with your loved ones. And then like, every day I just go into my studio and lock myself in and write and record, and here we are talking about it. Fascinating.
So this was generated from Will and the guys in the band. You're not something that Frontiers assembled and cherry picked the members and said, we want you to play with this guy or whatever. It's really a band, right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't like one of those fun. I have a blast with a lot of those Frontiers kind of assembled supergroups.
Yeah.
No, we were just sort of kind of doing this, and they got involved with just the release of the record and whatnot. So it's very interesting for us because, you know, we weren't really leaning into doing any specific kind of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Frontiers is so good at that sort of melodic hard rock thing that they do. And we were doing sort of whatever we do. I mean, which is sort of, I think, probably a little bit more of a straight up kind of rock, maybe a bit of a throwback kind of thing. But it was, you know, it wasn't really intended to be curtailed to what they do specifically. But they've been really good about it.
Yeah, and it's different from a lot of their releases. Now, I play a lot of Frontiers catalog on my show because they are so prolific. They put out so much great music. They hit the ball out of the park about half the time. And this was this one hit me sideways because, you know, of course, I'm familiar with the other guys in the band. Will Hunt from Evanescence, guitarist Steph Burns, long list of credits, four albums with Y&T, Alice Cooper's band. But I know this guy, Todd Kearns. I know him. And I can't help but hear your trademark, I don't know, hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but pop influence and almost a cheap trickishness to some of these lyrics and melodies. Talk about the creative process and how you approached the songwriting for Heroes and Monsters.
Well, I will never take Cheap Trick as some sort of slight. It's it's number one on my list of whenever people ask about influence. It's like, well, Cheap Trick's there. I mean,
well,
the songwriting.
It's there. It's there in every song on this record, man. And I really enjoyed rediscovering you and your sense of melody and your clever phrasing and just the lyrics, melodies, all that really harkens back to those classic bands like Cheap Trick.
Well, the interesting thing about the writing process with Heroes and Monsters is some of it was already up and running by the time I got involved. As you know, as I mentioned, Will and Steph were kind of like knocking ideas around. And a lot of it was just sort of, going into it without any sort of sense of like, it has to be this or it has to be that. It was just sort of like, let's just make some music and see what happens. You know, there wasn't really a conversation about it has to be, you know, like an arena rock band, or it has to be a really sort of really, really heavy kind of band. It was kind of like, let's just have fun with it. And I think in a lot of ways, we touched on a lot of different areas. We attempted to be diverse enough that it sort of was a bit of a journey for the 10 songs. So there's going to be, you know, there's acoustic moment here and there and that kind of stuff. And rather than it being sort of, you know, 10 to 12 versions of one song, like just one sort of banger for 10, 12 songs, it was sort of trying to have a little give and go and a little place to go with it and a little bobbing and weaving musically for it. So But the actual writing was, it was very collective and very collaborative and very back and forth. And everybody was sort of like chopping up ingredients to throw into the stew, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. And I think that's sort of really rewarding that way.
As always, you personally have a lot going on. Let me just try and translate this recent Facebook post. I printed it out. It's on the bulletin board here. Seemingly enjoying some time off, but in deep press for upcoming Heroes and Monsters Band album release January 20th. The record comes out January 20th, everybody. Also, January 13 and 14, back at the Raiding the Rock Vault at the Rio in Vegas. January 18th at Rockfest in Key West, Florida. And then Rise Rooftop in Houston, Texas on January 20th with Steven Adler. Then February 4th and 5th in Calgary with my band, your band, Toke. That does not sound like any time off to me, brother.
Well, I'm currently in time off, but I'm enjoying talking to you. So it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I just feel like the hustle is just sort of an ingrained thing that you just kind of learn to kind of make it all work. I always say it'd be great to have started Aerosmith at 23 years old and still be doing it at 75. You know what I mean? That's sort of the dream that we all think about, but it doesn't work that way for most of us. So we kind of, you know, we just kind of, and that's the weird thing is I never really had any intention in taking on a new project like Heroes and Monsters. It just sort of happened. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of the beautiful thing about creativity and music and all that kind of stuff is just sort of when someone comes at you and goes, what about this? And you go, hey, that sounds like fun. You know, I didn't sit there and think like, how is this going to work in my schedule at current, at that moment? I had no schedule, you know? So it was kind of like, I didn't know if this was the way it was going to be forever and the world was going to be, I don't know about you, but I remember around 2021, everybody telling me how like touring is never really going to happen again. And, you know, there's a lot of people really doomsaying all these things. And then like, you know, here we are, you know, into 2023 and things are pretty much back to normal. So it's like, you know, but I think that it's a good problem to have a lot of, you know, great music and a lot of great stuff on your plate that you can feel good about.
Oh, absolutely. And two things. First of all, you've never shied away from a challenge or an opportunity and you've always embraced that. And I'm cut from the same cloth, man. I just keep overloading myself to the point of where, you know, I do enjoy every aspect of it, but you've always been a busy guy. Back to our days in Vegas and touching on the COVID pandemic, you and I participated in a film called When the Band Stopped Playing, and both contributed some video footage to that film project, and it has come a long way in the last 2 years since we did that movie, and now we're all back in action.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but like just sitting in the middle of all that, there was sort of this, you know, looking into the future, very unclear as to what that was going to be. If you had told me that, oh, it, you know, we just give it a little while, it'll be pretty much back to normal, I'd be like, oh, okay. But I wasn't really sweating it, to be honest. I think that there was a certain degree of, look, we can't go out and do what I do, which is play live music and that kind of thing. So I said, well, I can write and record. I'll gladly do that. So that's sort of what came at me hard and heavy was during all that was, okay, well then let's write some songs. Let's record some songs. Let's have some fun. Let's keep flexing those muscles in that department. And then as the world's reopening now, it's sort of now to how do I, you know, adjust this creativity into this new world, which is essentially the old world, I guess.
Speaking with Todd Kearns of Heroes and Monsters, the debut album hits the streets January 20th. Several really cool video clips to enjoy on YouTube and on Facebook and Instagram at Heroes and Monsters Band. Viva Italia, of course, the record company Frontiers Records. I know them well. They're based in Italy, and your guitarist, Steph Burns, is a big star over there from his tenure with Italian rock star Vasco Rossi. So it makes good sense to make Italy the launching pad for this band's first tour.
Yeah, so we're going to do like about 3 weeks worth of dates over there that just sort of, you know, was one show that turned into 3 weeks worth of shows, you know, as it happens. So, yeah, I mean, Steph has been in Milan for a long time. He's from the Bay Area, but he's been up there or been over there for a long time with Vasco. And it really just sort of is one of those opportunities that presented itself that we were like, yeah, let's jump on it because we can always sort of readjust to the new schedule because everybody's busy. I mean, Vasco, his world will start firing back up in the spring. Yeah. Will get very busy with Evanescence, and then my schedule is always ridiculous. So it's just sort of like trying to find those windows of opportunity where we can do stuff together. And again, a good problem to have. I always say, you know, it's kind of like, look, everybody's busy, everybody's having fun, everybody's sort of making music. I'm one of those guys that I don't sit around complaining that, like, you know, oh, there's no one to play with, and this guy's busy and that guy. I'm just so happy all my friends are busy and working and providing and having a good life. That to me is far more important than you know, where's everybody? I want to go play. You know, it's like that's more important to me than my friends are busy and living their life.
Right on. And the Italian audiences really love The Voice. I remember this was pre-COVID. I lived there for a year and played a lot of shows in Italy. At the meet and greet every night, the people would come up, and this is pre-COVID, as I said, they'd come up and give you a kiss on each cheek.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And,
bellissimo, il voce molto bene. You know, I'm probably butchering my Italian. It's been a while, but is this the first time you've been there as the lead singer?
I think it is, actually, yeah. Now that you bring it up. Yeah, it's funny because I've been there countless times with Slash. It's sort of very familiar. Like, you know, I haven't been over since 2019, sadly, but it is one of those things where I've never been there as a vocalist. It's funny that you say that. I'm very curious to know what kind of difference that portrays.
And Las Vegas, dude, you are almost the poster child for the modern Las Vegas rock scene, from the dive bar to the rock vault. You really helped reshape that town into a hard rock haven for all of us. When something cool is happening in Sin City, there's a good chance Todd Kearns is involved.
Well, I appreciate that. It's funny because when I first came to Vegas, it seemed to be very early days of rock being accepted and rock being sort of embraced. I think that, you know, my time here has been some of the most fruitful of my life, you know, just sort of being able to come down here and really start from scratch. It was such a bizarre experience to come down and have, you know, some accolades and some accomplishments, but they don't really translate when you come to a different country. So you kind of have to start from scratch, but it was very healthy to do so for me. I think it, you know, I made some of the greatest friendships of my life in this town, and it's constantly evolving. Vegas is not shy about, they don't get too hung up on you know, it's just sort of like if a casino's not making any money, tear it down, you know, yeah. It's like, burn it down, you know. And it's such a fascinating that's just the way they do things around here. So it's in a constant state of change, and with that comes good, and with that comes kind of like not always great. So but it's been really exciting for me, and I'm always proud to be a part of the community.
Yeah, me too. I miss it. I miss my friends, and I'm really thankful that I got to meet you there and share some good times on stage and off, man.
Absolutely.
Right now, you're in the middle of Media Mania, promoting the new Heroes and Monsters album. Most of our listeners don't realize that what you're doing right now is like being on the treadmill all day long, one interview after the other. So I appreciate being on the press list, man, and getting to catch up with you.
You too. I would have just been happy just to catch up, period.
Anytime, man. Anytime. The new album from Heroes and Monsters, featuring guitarist Def Burns, drummer Will Hunt, and my special guest this week, Todd, damn it, Kearns. Find him online at toddkearns.com, Heroes and Monsters Band on social media. Best of luck. Safe travels. Thanks so much for your time, brother.
Thank you. Love you, Ronnie.
Love you too, man. Talk to you again soon, I hope.
Yeah, you too, for sure. Keep in touch.
Absolutely. For the complete, unedited versions of the interviews you hear on the Streets of Rock and Roll, subscribe to the podcast, RonKeelPodcast.com. Join us in Nashville, March 18th, 2023, for Keelfest 2. RFK Media, the Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo, and KRFK Radio present Keelfest 2. Keel. The right to rock. Ron Keel Band. Take on the world. Fight like a band. Steeler. The Fifth. Shake it, little sister, it'll be okay. Crashing Wayward. The 2023 Rockin' Pod Expo After Party Concert. All the details and ticket links can be found online at keelfest.com. We'll see you in Nashville Saturday, March 18th for the 2023 Rock and Pod Expo and Keelfest 2.
This is Tammy Dowd, and you're listening to The Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
Yeah.
Cool Stuff, the brand new single from Faster Pussycat here on the Streets of Rock and Roll. This is another new cut that grabbed me. People send me music from all over, all day, every day. And every now and then I'll click on something that just says, yeah, let's play it. This one has some incredible production and vocals on this track from Motive Black. Let's check it out.
Robin McCauley standing on the edge of the streets of rock and roll with Ron Keel.
I'm
Robin McCauley, Standing on the Edge, title track from his solo album from a couple of years ago. He's back with a new solo album and back on the streets of rock and roll next week to talk about it and premiere some new music with me. You're going to want to tune in for that. I have a long and strong friendship and love with the Quiet Riot camp. Lead singer Kevin Dubrow and I were tight. I often tell the story about when Quiet Riot and Keel toured together in 1986. Kevin and I actually roomed together for part of that tour, which is pretty unheard of for the lead singer in the headline band to share a hotel room with the lead singer in the opening act. It just doesn't happen. I still have an old flip phone from 2007. Remember the flip phones? I save all my phones, and this one especially. This is from 07 when I first moved to Las Vegas. Kevin Dubrow was one of the first metal guys to blaze that trail. He moved to Vegas, had his own radio show, and obviously I followed suit, moved to Vegas, and started this radio show. Anyway, every now and then, I'll charge up that old flip phone, and on it, there's a message from Kevin Dubrow welcoming me to Las Vegas and inviting me to lunch the following week. We never got to have that lunch because he passed away shortly after that message came through. And Frankie Benelli, always a brother and a friend, always a big hug and kind words and support from Frankie for everything I did. And I had him on this show shortly before he passed away a few years ago. So to have a new track from those guys is a true gift, and it's a great song. I strongly recommend viewing the video on YouTube for this one, the new Quiet Riot track. I could not watch it without getting choked up, and that's probably going to happen again in the minutes to come. So I'll just sign off now and let the song play. Talk to you again next week on the Streets of Rock and Roll. Until then, live the rock, Sheldon. Here's Quiet Riot, I Can't Hold On. Intro this for me, Frankie.
Hey, how you doing? This is Frankie Benelli, Quiet Riot, Hollywood Cowboy, chatting with Mr. Ron Keel, the original metal cowboy, on the Streets of Rock with Ron Keel.
That's beautiful, man.
Should be broke.